A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the second
Lord,
chapter.
To you, O Lord.
Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, "Where is he who was born king of the Jews? For we've seen a star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with them. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also.' When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star, which had been seen in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasure, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country another route." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Star search. What were they searching for? Three or maybe more field experts traveled to the other end of the earth in search of a star. After their exhausting journey, they arrived at their destination. The seldom used room of the rundown establishment was so small that if you stood at its center and stretched out both of your arms in opposite directions, your fingertips could nearly touch the walls. As they squeezed into a corner of the dimly lit room, it's unlikely they were prepared for what came next. The singer, Sam Harris, did not look like the star they were searching for. I should explain. Sam Harris left his hometown of Sand Springs, Oklahoma, at the age of 15 in pursuit of a singing career. He first landed in Nashville before relocating to Hollywood in the early 1980s, where he played sparsely filled music venues just prior to being invited to audition for a new talent competition that would premiere on national television in 1983, Star Search. Yes, before Blake Shelton and The Voice, before Nick Cannon and The Masked Singer, even before Simon Cowell and American Idol, we had Ed McMahon and Star Search. Britney Spears, Destiny Child, Christina Aguilera, Justin Timberlake, Leanne Rimes, Usher, the Backstreet Boys, and Pitbull all had their stardom propelled by this show, Star Search. But in its debut season in 1983, the world was talking about Sam Harris. And yet, when the producers and talent agents first pressed into the fusty 10 by 11 foot room to hear Sam Harris sing, they weren't impressed. Sam's fear engulfed him. He didn't have the look or the sound of a star. So initially, Sam was not selected for the show Star Search. They were searching for something bigger. By all appearances, it seemed like their search had failed. The Magi had already found their star of a different sort. This star, they thought, meant a king had been born. And their search naturally led them to Jerusalem, to the palace of King Herod, the seat of political power. Where is the child who had been born king of the Jews? They asked. For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay homage. But their search would quickly hit a dead end. The king they sought was not where they expected. For all the Magi knew about astronomy and astrology from their limited first century perspective, the search led them to more questions than answers. What were they searching for? What are we searching for? For the past 2 years, it feels like we too have been in our own exhausting, seemingly endless season of searching and longing. As COVID cases surge, divisions between us deepen, church attendance dwindles, we've been left with more questions than answers. When will the pandemic end? When will things go back to normal? Why are we so divided? Can we agree on anything? Will we ever fully trust each other again? Where is everyone? What happens next? Far from being answered, the questions themselves, more often than not, spiral into more questions, more fears, and more anxiety. This time last year, surely we thought we'd be back to normal for Christmas. But with another year of online church, we're not so optimistic anymore. We're afraid the pandemic might never end. Maybe this is our normal. In the absence of answers, our questions and fears get the better of us. Herod had no answers for the Magi in their search, and the Magi's questions stoked fears of competition, succession, boundaries, and change. We too have been paralyzed by fear. Congregations back away from brave and bold new choices about our ministries. And we see these choices as too risky, fearing that they might hasten our decline. We temper our messages on important social issues when they might be perceived as too political or only deepen existing divisions. Longtime churchgoers look around at empty pews, reminiscing on the way it used to be, and wonder, will my church survive? New rostered leaders stepping into their first calls, burdened by debt from years of education and formation, are afraid that anything less than a full-time position won't be enough to support them and their families. In our searching, questions and fears abound. Sam Harris' story didn't end the day the producers and talent agents dismissed him. A couple of weeks after his initial audition, The creators of Star Search had a change of heart. They invited him to compete on the show. Star Search had 8 categories that included vocals, dance, spokesmodel, and comedy. Each week, the champion and challenger of each category competed head-to-head, and the winner got to return the next week to compete again. Sam Harris won 13 competitions in a row for the male vocal category. The world was captivated by him. He would go on to be a multi-million selling recording artist. With 9 studio albums to his credit, I'm sure Star Search was happy they had an epiphany of sorts, that Sam Harris was indeed the gift they needed and the star they were searching for. In the Magi's search, it turns out that Jerusalem was just a detour on the way to their ultimate destination. When they saw that the star had stopped, not over a grand palace at the center of political or religious authority, but over Bethlehem of Judea, they were overwhelmed with joy. The Magi could have hardly expected where their search would wind up, but at long last, they too found the gift they needed and the king they were searching for. The big star up there was pointing to something bigger down here in Jesus Christ. In our quest for answers, we often look to the cosmos somewhere up there for hope, searching far and wide for what we think we need, the next big thing that will prepare our ministry forward and balance our budgets for another year. We search out there, and oftentimes we miss the Christ in our own communities that shines brightly in our midst. These last 2 years, the pandemic has helped us to search out the stars in our midst that we did not realize were there all along. These star leaders have helped us with video recordings, post-production, and live streaming, concepts that for most of our congregation weren't even in our vocabulary 2 years ago, but are now part of our DNA, enabling us to reach members who have moved away or families who live across the country or those unable to travel to church. These star leaders have filled gaps we never thought we'd have to fill, stepping up to volunteer and meet the needs of the community that we never thought we'd have to meet. These star leaders have helped us innovate in ways we would have never before dreamed of. And the result has been more creative ways of doing and being church together. Maybe these leaders are the epiphanies we needed. Maybe like Sam Harris, these leaders don't look the part at first. Maybe like the Magi, detour to Jerusalem. They're not where we first think to look. Maybe we're still in the middle of our searching, and there are still stars and gifts yet to be discovered. Amid fears and questions, we often have no idea where the search will lead or end up. But thanks to the search, we are now paying attention. Thanks to the search, we have found and will continue to find the gifts we need.